Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta admit, this made me chuckle. It made me chuckle. The list of questions on the Federalist. These are a list of questions that could stump Joe Biden. Tough questions, they say. You ready for these? Kevin Jackson, by the way, is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Tough questions for Joe Biden. I mean, if the press would only ask Joe Biden these types of questions, I think we would figure out very quickly that Joe Biden is impaired. You ready? Here's question number one. There's 25 of these, by the way. And if you feel stumped, you know, send me a note. We'll answer them for you. You know, just let us know, because I don't want anybody feeling stupid. But these are the difficult questions for Joe Biden. Ready? Number one, what day is it today? You ready? Number two, what are the names of your grandchildren and how many do you have? Now that is a tricky question for Joe Biden. You know, because he's got little Navy. What's her name? Is it Navy? I forget her name. The one that none of them wanted to count. That one, he may struggle with that one. Good job there. When is your birthday, Joe? I wonder if he adds the year. You know what I mean? Because they didn't ask him for the birth year. They didn't ask him. Well, maybe they did. Specifically, I would ask for clarification if I were Joe. Not that he would have the mental acumen to do so. What about this one? Ooh, now this question here is definitely going to show Joe for who he is. This is a difficult question for leftists. Y'all ready? What is a woman? Yeah. What is a woman? Ooh, this one here is a bit of a backhanded, you know, they backfisted Joe. I don't know if he saw this one coming. You ready? One of my favorite, too. We've only gotten, what, five into the list here. Who is the president of France? Is it François Mitterrand? Or is it, I don't know, who is the president of France right now? Is it Macron? But Joe likes to reference dead people. He sees dead people. Here you go. Ooh, he may know this time because it's an election year. But what year is it, Joe? What year is it? Don't be surprised if Joe Biden were asked that question and he would say, it's 1963. And then he'd go on to tell you some glorious story of what he did, how he conquered, I don't know, Europe. Dude. We're going to move on. When were you first elected to the Senate? Now, that's forcing old Joe to dust off a few cobwebs on the old brain matter, the little bit he's got left. Oh, that's decades ago. But you know what? Joe might answer that question. What do you mean? I'm still in the Senate. He thought he was running for Senate at one point. You guys remember that? Of course you do. What's the next one? What are the main ingredients in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I don't know if Joe will get this one. Let me stop chuckling. What are the main ingredients in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I can see Joe Biden. Pimento cheese and mayonnaise. Oh, man. Of course, these are completely nutty. What is aluminum foil made out of? Oh, these are too cute. I'm surprised the Federalists actually did this. How many fingers are on your left hand? This next question is too, this is cold. This is just cold-blooded. Because you may not remember that. I'm going to give Joe a pass on this next question, but I'm going to say it to you guys. But I'm going to give him a pass. If he misses this one, I would not count him as an idiot. But what year did you fight Corn Pop? Because I had a lot of fights as a kid. I couldn't tell you the year, so I'm going to give Joe a pass on that one.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Okay, there you have it. Next question for Joey Demento. What color is the White House? What shape is the Oval Office? Ooh, what team just won the Super Bowl? That's a trick question. That's a trick question. That's a controversial question. Because if Joe Biden answers the Kansas City Chiefs way, is he being racially insensitive to the indigenous Native Americans? I mean, whew, good job there setting him up, Federalist. Good question. I like that one. Let's see. What is the opposite of up? What number day in July does the 4th of July fall on? I love those questions. I love the way they frame them. Oh, man. When is the War of 1812, right? Let's see. What is the name of your vice president? Wow. Wow. That could be a gotcha question for old Joey. What is the name of your vice president? I can see him answering like that. What else we got? Why do Christians celebrate Easter? He'll never get that one. Where do babies come from? Storks, of course. What does 5 + 5 equal? What state were you born in? Of course, look, folks, this is a fun little exercise, but I'll tell you this. It would not surprise me. And I'm not even joking about this. It would not surprise me if Joe Biden couldn't answer a lot of these questions. As crazy as it sounds, and I don't know much about insanity. I know a little bit about it because I do have Democrat relatives. But I'm saying I haven't studied it in a clinical lab. I've only studied it in the real world. And I can tell you, it would not surprise me if Joe Biden in his state of mind, could not answer these questions. Here's one. How many hours are in a day? Where does Santa Claus live? Are you wearing an adult diaper right now? How many inches are in a foot? How do you pronounce your press secretary's last name? How many sides does a Pentagon have? How do you spell Mississippi? And what continent is South Africa on, folks? Hope you had a little fun with that one. We got a lot to talk about today. Very important stuff. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bad times for Joe Biden, and they're only going to get worse. He's getting crushed, people. And I bet you don't know when it starts. Bet you don't. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You think you know when it got started? It started in 2019, the minute Joe Biden declared his run for the presidency. Biden couldn't even legitimately beat the other Democrats running against him. True story. Go back and look. Joe Biden lost in Iowa. He lost in New Hampshire. And he was on, his campaign was on death support. He went to South Carolina. Clyburn essentially stacked the deck to where South Carolina would be Biden's state. And he won, and shortly before Super Tuesday, everybody dropped out because the powers that be went and talked to him and said, look, get out, we'll give you a place in the new administration, you'll get to preserve your career, but we're going to shoehorn Joe Biden in the big cheat. They laid out the strategy, and go look, every one of the candidates for the most part who was left, they fell like dominoes.
even ones that had a chance to beat him. Pete Buttigieg probably would have beaten Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders, that sellout commie, he would have beaten Joe Biden. They just didn't want old nutty professor as a president. Instead, they got nutty Joey Buttadementio, Buttafuoco. They got Joey in, and he's the biggest crook since Al Capone. Trump was unbeatable, folks, in 2020. As unbeatable as 2008 Obama. Invincible. Beatable only through massive fraud. Now, I don't need to recount all the signs. But if Joe Biden couldn't get 100 people to show up to a rally, how in the heck could he beat Donald Trump, a successful president who flipped millions of independents and Democrats? Trump got the most votes ever by a sitting president. Trump may be the only president in history who got 7 million more votes in his second election than he did in his first and lost the election. Just so you can have it by comparison, Barack Obama got 4 million votes less in 2012 versus 2008, and he won. Big! You can look all this stuff up. You don't have to believe me. If Biden makes it to 2024, this election cycle, and he won't, he will likely lose more votes than any sitting president in history. Why? Because the majority of them were fake. No COVID scamdemic to rely on, thus fewer mail-in ballots. But the worst thing to happen to Biden is he and his party are becoming almost universally hated. Even his own people won't cheat for him now. I mean, some will, but not in mass like they did before. And the state of Michigan is offering a bit of a glimpse into what's about to happen. And here's what the Washington Post reported. The Biden-Harris pep rally at Union Hall here was thrown together quickly, not wanting Donald Trump's visit to Oakland County the next day to go unchecked. The two events could not have been more different, even in scale or in tone. A small community of Democratic activists came Friday seeking the jolt of energy they felt the campaign lacked. And their anxiety was palpable, both for the difficulties of winning and the consequences of failure. And I love that description. A small community of Democratic activists. In other words, a smattering of people, not even enough to bother to count. And yes, it would have been easy to count them. Now, by contrast, look at how they reported the Trump side of the event. Then on Saturday, a mass of Trump supporters waited hours in the cold for a glimpse of their champion and the collective thrill of pouring out their passions to his routine of insults, vows, and threats. They said, these competing gatherings offered a glimpse of the strategies of both sides are pursuing in the run-up to November, with many expecting a Biden-Trump rematch at the ballot box. Democrats are looking for ways to revitalize voters who sided with Biden in 2020 as polls show his approval rating stuck in negative territory. Trump is using a popularizing pitch to animate his base, excoriate his critics, decrying the 91 criminal charges he's facing. So, in other words, Trump is giving legitimate reasons why you need to vote for him because he's saying this could be you and Joe Biden just hoping for anything. Because remember, he's old and senile. But look, insults against Trump notwithstanding, the warnings are coming through loud and clear in that article. Democrats have an uninspired base. And in what appears to be a wake, I'm not saying wake up, I'm saying a wake is in a funeral for a person everybody hated, WAPO went on to describe this Democrat event. And here's what they said. The Democrats met in a beige room with a fluorescent glow, one of the many modest labor offices that dot Metro Detroit like an old VFW post or churches or chain stores. There were far too many black folding chairs for the dusting of attendees, and one of the organizers encouraged everyone to move up to the front. But the greater challenge was just getting people to sit down from their side conversations. No one here was a stranger. They knew each other from past campaigns, from presidential to the most local. The latest being convincing voters to approve a property tax to fund public transit. They were the most reliable, committed party faithful, here to freshen up their enthusiasm and messages so they could go and inspire the networks on behalf of the incumbent, admittedly, who is not doing a lot of inspiring on his own. They're not going, oh, I'm voting for this because I think he's best, confided the host city's mayor, Rosalind Grafstein. There seems to be a lot of apathy. This is a joke. These people probably couldn't even afford to gas up to go to the events, much less get the inspiration to go. But Democrats seem to think there's some sort of magic bullet to winning. I mean, not counting the Dominion machines, of course. And they refuse to believe how bad things are under Biden. Far worse, though. They still have this delusion that Biden has actually performed as a hero. I read one Democrat defector, I talked about him the other day, Ezra Klein, who said, oh, Biden is doing such a good job, but I'm not going to vote for him. We need a replacement. Folks, you want a rock in a hard place? Take a look at what they wrote next. As much as Democrats knew they cannot afford to take anything for granted in this crucial county, in the crucial state that could decide the Electoral College, and as much as they stressed the stakes of the election for rights from abortion to voting, they also acknowledged they were still searching for a way to energize a worried, weary electorate. To one speaker, that meant not just warning about the perils of a second Trump term, but also promoting the possibility of 4 more years of Biden. Yeah, interesting, right? Then they write this about Donald Trump. The next day in Waterford Township, thousands of people started lining up outside Oakland County Airport, their breath pluming in the cold wind as they waited for hours in temperatures below 30 degrees. Their heavy coats concealed their festive Trump-branded apparel, which they could supplement at swag stands hawking Trump hats, Trump gloves, alongside bumper stickers reading, Joe and the Ho Gotta Go, and USA, Love It or Leave It. A Trump float rolled up and down, blasting classic rock, blaring Save America. This is the difference in Michigan. And their thing is, no Trump or 4 more years of Captain Demento. What do you think people are really going to choose?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. California continues getting drenched by atmospheric river storms. Governor Gavin Newsom has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement.
There's another half inch to inch of rain expected Wednesday. There's already been roughly 8 to 12 inches of new rainfall in affected areas the past several days. Taylor Swift's impact is evident in Lyft's financial success.
According to Lyft CEO David Risher, the rideshare company experienced a notable increase in its bottom line due to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Traffic to and from stadiums and hotels surged by 25 to 60% whenever the pop star was in town. Risher also disclosed to Yahoo Finance that fans of Swift, known as Swifties, tend to tip triple.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, conservatives. Joe Biden and the Democrats have a host of problems too big, too insurmountable for them to get over. Not this election cycle. And they can't cheat their way out of it because too many people have converted. Too many of the insiders are no longer insiders. They're not down with Joe Biden and down with the Democrats and this crazy stuff. They've been impacted too much personally. Either by the pocketbook, maybe it was crime. Maybe it was just a realization, a wake-up call that said, you know what, this is not going the way we want it to go. We're not seeing the world the way it needs to be seen. Look at all the signs I've talked about. EV manufacturers are saying, we're not making EV cars. The state of Louisiana is looking for cops. How's the defund the police movement going? You got cops beating down New York City Police Department. This is supposed to be one of the tough. You want to talk about a tough group of cops? It's supposed to be the NYPD. And they get beat up by illegals? Joe Biden wants to go to war with Texas? I mean, look, I got a whole list of stuff here. And we've been talking about it. I talked about it in the show the other day that I titled Shock and Awe. I don't want to. You already know that's what's happening. They're trying to bombard you. They want to make you be overwhelmed. So you can keep jumping from thing to thing to thing. But see, the problem is every time you jump from something, it impacts you in another way. They can make you forget about the border for a second. But then you think about your schools, or you think about your health care, or you get hit in the face with, they're going to give $53 million to illegals? What? See, it hits you. See, it's not just about the illegals and the humanitarian aspect of it.
Oh, they're separating their families from parents from their kids.
No, you're giving the money that you should be giving to us, to veterans, to taxpayers, to people in need, to business owners who are losing, you know, millions of dollars, billions, trillions. I could go on. You want to talk about vaccines when you let these guys in? You don't, you're not issuing travel advisories to them or whatever. You get what I'm saying? People can reflect and go, wait a minute, these people are getting treated better than we get treated. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Then you know what else you find out? You find out Joe Biden's DOJ is crooked. They actually stole the binder. They don't want to produce the binder that's got the information that exonerates Trump. Then you find out the J6 committee, it's gotten rid of all of its stuff. FBI still can't seem to locate the SCOTUS leaker, but it can go find a bunch of other crap. It can go waste its time on other things, like terrorizing the president who got beat in a coup. People are upset. They're mad. They're finally realizing this isn't a government by the people for the people. It is a government on the people. The DOJ says, oh, that FBI whistleblower, you know, that FBI agency that we tell you is above and beyond reproach, and one of our insiders, the whistleblower, he comes out and says, you know what, the president may be guilty of something, and it's supposed to be one law that nobody is above it. And then we see Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and all these people being above it. And then, you know what they say? Oh, well, you know what, that venerable FBI we talked about? That guy, he's no good. He's no good. And it was good timing because it came right at the time when Joe Biden was being declared by his own DOJ to be an idiot. Wow. So which is it? And is Joe Biden the big guy? Well, somebody swore under oath that he is. But Joe Biden and team says, no, he's never done anything wrong. I've never spoken to my son about his stuff. Never. Well, I did speak to him, but I wasn't really about his business, and I never met with any of his guys. Well, you know what? I did meet with him, but it wasn't what you're thinking. And don't you try to put words in my mouth, people. It wasn't what you're thinking. And I didn't take a dime, and nobody from my family ever took it. Okay, so we took a little money, but we earned it. And it wasn't from what they're telling you. It's influence peddling. No, we have a business. And then what do we find out? Jim is in business, in the healthcare business. He's got no experience. Hunter's in the oil business, and he's got no experience. But hey, we got a business here. It's got 20 different LLCs, multiple bank accounts, getting, I don't know, at least 10 to 12 people in the Biden family paid down to the grandparents. But no, we didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, it's real funny how they work. And you know what the galvanizing thing about the Joe Biden businesses? None of them are any good. They're all crooks. Joe Biden didn't do any legitimate business. You know why? Because legitimate businesses don't need the Bidens. Legitimate businesses don't need the influence peddling. They're willing to do it the right way. Joe Biden likes those crooked ones. The big guy. And what about his classified documents? You know, that just gets swept under the rug? Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. It's that other guy. He did it. That guy. It was president. He could declassify. But me as a senator, I'm not supposed to take anything out. As a vice president, I'm not supposed to take anything out. But I took it out anyway. And you know what? So what? I'm old and I'm feeble. That's my excuse. Well, kinda. Too funny. And you know what his excuse? I sat there and I gave my testimony while Israel was under attack. I was speaking on this big thing, and I had better things to do. Yeah, a senior UN executive, Martha Griffiths, claims that the UN does not view Hamas as a terrorist group, even though multiple nations have labeled them rather as a terrorist group for years. He says that the war in Gaza, which has claimed about 30,000 lives to date, is what they're telling us, is the worst humanitarian crisis of a lifetime. And, of course, that ignores the Cambodian slaughter at the end of the Vietnam War that murdered 3 million people. In Syria, who's racked up more than 600,000 deaths so far. And a variety of African nations with tens of thousands killed, or the totally concocted COVID-19 debacle that claimed upwards of 17 million people. But the West in general doesn't care about those folks, right? After all, Hamas is just a political movement, not a bloodthirsty terrorist group with no ambitions beyond killing infidels. That's what one of the guys wrote about that particular piece. In other words, Joe Biden's got a little bit of an issue on his hands involving the UN and involving Israel and Hamas. Who? He funded that war. Just giving you some food for thought here as we begin another riveting show. So we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We've got shootings going on, Super Bowl shootings. I don't want to tell you who it is. There was the guy that killed the Minnesota cops. I still don't know what race the guy is. We'll figure that out later. Doesn't matter, does it? The leftists don't want to tell you, but I think I have an idea about it. Lots of things going on. Joe Biden and the Democrats have major problems happening. I mentioned the Super Bowl, Kansas City, that shooter. Usual crowd came out, gun control, gun control. 60% of gun homicides committed by what ethnic group? Do you want to guess? Blacks. Black inner city gangs account for the vast majority of gun violence in this nation. A small group of roughly 3% of the people in the country are responsible for almost 50% of the violence. I'm talking about the violent crime in America. Black folks. And you know what black folks are sick of? Other black folks. Law-abiding black people who want to just go to work and live their lives the same way white folks do. They don't want anything more. They don't want anything less. They don't want it to be colorized. It isn't about black schools. It's about good schools. It isn't about black businesses. It's about good business. They want to live identically to everybody else. They want legacy money. They want to pay their bills. They want to enjoy life the same way the Constitution has given it to everybody. That's what we fought for. That's what our ancestors fought for. That's what many of your Republican ancestors fought and died for. They want to just be treated that way. Treated like human beings. And the Democrats have made it so dangerous and so deadly for blacks to live in these cities. You know what's happening? They are starting to leave the Democratic Party. This has been the biggest exodus of black Democrats to the Republican Party since Eisenhower. And the Democrats are scared to death. And that's why, dirty little secret, they're bringing in the Mexicanos, the Latinos, the Latinas. They're bringing them in. And they're saying, let them vote. They want them to vote. They don't have that black vote secure anymore. And I'm not going to play the video. We've played audio after audio and show you, but you can go look it up for yourselves. I'm not making this up. And I'm not telling you something to make you go, oh, Kevin, you know, this certainly makes me feel good that we'll get the black vote. It doesn't matter if you get the black vote if they keep cheating you at the ballot box with these Dominion machines or whatever else they're using. They mail in ballots. All that stuff has to be fought. Oh, you election deniers? The number of the black vote that Trump got last election, there's no way the Democrats could beat him. That's a statistical impossibility. But they did, because they pencil whipped him. Beat him with the machines. The Democrats, folks, have a host of problems, and all we got to do is capitalize on them. All you got to do is stand firm. All you have to do is, your lefty friends want to come to you. They want to speak out. They don't know how. They're not trained for it, but they want to tell you, you know what, you're right. I should have listened to you long ago.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think the Republicans right now have an opportunity to own the message of national unity. Seal that border. Democrat or Republican, most Americans agree on its importance. Black or white, man or woman, it doesn't matter. We agree. Nations have borders. Merit beats DEI. That we got to drill more, frack more. Own the actual issues that allow us to unite this country. And the more we get ahead of that curve, the more we say that we own the message of national unity. Not Joe Biden, who claimed to unite the country, but we, the Republican Party. Dude, to make America great again, we have to make America one nation again. That America first includes all Americans. The more we embrace that message in advance, the less it matters if it's Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton or anybody else. So I'm not a believer of waiting for the other side to make their decisions and then responding. Let's set our own agenda, national unity as our own message. I think Donald Trump has the ability to deliver on that. And that way, either way, he will be victorious this fall.
Ramaswamy nailed it. Own the message. It seems so trite. But look, we're having this discussion right now with our son, our youngest boy. He's such a good kid, he wants to be liked. And I told him, you can be liked, but you're going to be liked when you show strength of character, when people know who you are and they can count on that. And being liked doesn't always be being a yes person. My wife tells him all the time, no is a sentence. No is a sentence. No, period. We have a cup that we sell in our store. No, period. And it's no to all the stuff that we've accepted as Americans. You should proudly go look at that shirt and wear it. It's a no shirt. No, period. The period is important because it means the buck stops there. And I told my son, when somebody wants you to do something and you don't want to do it, because a kid goes, hey, can you come do, you know, whatever, come hang out with us? And he says, no, I can't. I'm on restriction. No, can you come out? Come on, man. You come. And my son says, no. He says, man, you just don't want to hang out with him. And my son gave the phone to his mom to tell him that, no, he's on restriction. And I told him, why would you do that? I said, no for you is no. And he didn't want to disappoint his friends, so he wanted his mom to validate that he was on restriction. I'm saying, you don't have to give a reason. If somebody says to me, Kevin, are you available next Wednesday at 3 o'clock? No. Well, what are you doing? None of your business. I'm not available. I don't need to make excuses for you, and I'm not going to apologize for not being available for you. And that's not means, now I could do it like a jerk, kind of like what I did, but no for me is no. And it's a simple thing. And I told him, biggest form of abuse, and you guys have heard me on this program, is self-abuse. People that don't want to, I just don't want people to feel this way about me. Then, okay, then be prepared to get taken advantage of. National unity. Unity is what Ramaswamy's talking about. We want, the nation should have borders. There's nobody that disagrees with that. Because if they do, the only person who could would be the homeless, people living outdoors. They don't have any borders. And if that's the way you want to live, great. There's a lot of room out there for you. But most people don't. Even the homeless, when they build a little cardboard shack, they don't want you in it. He says America first includes all Americans, and he's right. Let me tell you something. America is afraid of 4 more years of Biden. America is afraid of 4 more unchallenged years of leftism. America is afraid of leftism in the long term. All of that's true. America is not afraid of America first. It is not afraid of becoming united. It is not afraid of having a sense of America first pride. It's not afraid of any of that. In fact, it wants it. There's not a group among us that doesn't, including the people coming here. They're not coming here so they can rebuild the crap hole countries that they were from. They're coming here because they want what we have. You going to give it to them, or are you going to capitulate? These other things that the Democrats have to worry about. Here's a statistic you're probably not aware of. Black vets' claims of disability are double that of white vets. Biden wants more black vets on disability in the name of equity. I'm being honest. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Amesha Cross, a Democratic strategist, claims that Justice Clarence Thomas, who is black, is an enemy to black people. I want you to know how stupid people are. I was at a rally once, and a white woman, because I'm on the other side of this thing, she calls me a Clarence Thomas, and I said, I proudly accept that, you racist. And she ran scurry. You should have seen the look in her eye. I said, I'm a proud Clarence Thomas. Yelled it back at her. And she was like, what just happened? What just happened was, I own it. Clarence Thomas is a friend of mine. I absolutely own that friendship. What a great man. And it's a white woman with a bunch of black folks around. You Clarence Thomas! She should have been beat up by that crowd over there. Oh, you just said, what'd you say? It should have been like the N-word. But no, they were, you know, they didn't say anything because they didn't know what to say. I was yelling back. Yeah, I'm a proud Clarence Thomas, you bunch of knuckleheads. And I called her a racist. And she didn't know what to do. Because I made her think, you think you can just yell out black people's names and like everybody's going to jump on your side. She was expecting a whole group of black people to jump. None of the black people over there were yelling Clarence Thomas to me, just her. We were protesting Carnahan and Obamacare. I'll never forget it. I had signs up. Yeah, I was out there doing my job, doing what Laura Loomer does. Anyway, Amisha Cross calls Clarence Thomas a traitor to the black race. Just to show you how stupid these people are. Here's another one that's crazy leftism. This isn't owned by Biden per se, but it's owned by the Democrats. This is in Tennessee. The state passed a law that gave extended penalties to prostitutes who knowingly pass along HIV. Biden regards the illness as a disability. And he's suing the state over discrimination against the disabled. Think about that. Tennessee says, because in California, for example, you can knowingly give HIV to somebody and it's a misdemeanor. It's nothing. Because the idea is, well, you can live on pills for the rest of your life, so now it's not a big deal. Used to be, you know, it was a kind of a death sentence in the old Freddie Mercury days. But this is how crazy these people are. So Tennessee says, no, you're going to have a penalty if you do that. Now, look, you can moralize about hookers and, you know, using protection and all that kind of stuff, but nobody should knowingly give you any disease. So Biden decided, like he's done with Texas, we're going to come get you, Tennessee. How dare you protect your citizens? Seattle. Their schools now teach that the love of reading and writing is, you ready for this? White supremacy. Yep, back to the days of where if you teach black kids to read, they penalize you. And along those same lines, San Francisco tried to make algebra equitable for students so the dumb ones wouldn't feel so stupid. And the predictable result was what? A decline in test scores. And graduates incapable of performing their jobs. It's funny. So my youngest son, we did algebra, and he's got this acronym for which, you know, things go into order. You know, you multiply, divide before you add and subtract any equations, etc. And he has that. I said, as long as you follow that, you'll be okay with algebra. Then we worked on quadratic equations and how to think through a problem. And I tell them all the time, here's an algebraic problem. You got this many apples, this many oranges. How many apples do you have per oranges? You know, I give him word problems so he can understand it because that's what's important. But of course, I'm teaching him racism, as you well know. We've already talked a little bit about Joe Biden. They said the DHS is suing Texas for daring to claim all those illegals represent an invasion. And Mayorkas, of course, is getting, well, I don't know what the impeachment is. Will he get convicted of it or whatever? But the idea that Joe Biden will protect illegals over Texans is another big problem. And while it seems like it may be localized to only Texans, trust me, New Yorkers, Manians, or I don't know what they call them, Iowans, whomever, are all starting to wonder, do we have any rights? What if it was an invasion? New Yorkers are certainly feeling it. Now, I've already talked about it ad nauseum, but I want to drive home the point of the Democrats have these major issues. These are their list of problems. They're the ones trying shock and awe. And look at what's happening. Look at the backfire. Final story. John Podesta, left-wing zealot, worked for the Clintons, wrote the policy to not export natural gas. Well, guess what? Tony, his brother, works for Herbruth, who represents foreign countries involved in the sales of natural gas. You surprised?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Level.